40 greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of The Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
They were standing up for Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer on Friday at the prestigious Wimbledon Tennis Tournament in London. Djokovic and Federer won their semifinal matchups to set up a rematch of the 2014 Wimbledon final. Djokovic was the first on the grass courts at Wimbledon, and he dispatched the Frenchman Richard Gasquet in straight sets 7-6, 6-4, and 6-4. The Joker described his performance as very good, and he praised Gasquet for having a great tournament. Roger Federer then stepped on the court, and he won easily against local favorite Andy Murray of Britain. The final score from Wimbledon, 7-5, 7-5, and 6-4. So once again, it sets up a rematch of the 2014 Wimbledon final when Djokovic won a thrilling five-setter against Federer. The Serbian star Djokovic is now within one victory of his third Wimbledon title and the ninth Grand Slam singles title of his career. For his part, Federer has won Wimbledon seven times, with his last triumph in 2012 when he beat Murray in four sets in the final. The Swiss maestro has won 17 Grand Slam singles titles, the most by any men's player. He hopes to have some more tricks in his bag on Sunday at Wimbledon. Should be a great match. Roger Federer against defending champion Novak Djokovic, a rematch of the 2014 Wimbledon men's final. Meanwhile, the ladies' singles final at Wimbledon will be Saturday. Top-ranked Serena Williams of the USA, bidding for her sixth Wimbledon championship and 21st Grand Slam title, is a big favorite against Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza, who is playing in her first major final. Serena reminded reporters at Wimbledon, though, that the 21-year-old Spaniard did beat her in the second round of last year's French Open.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not an easy matchup. She actually has a win against me, and we had a tough match the last time we played. So, and she's given me problems in the past. So this time I have to just, you know, go in it, like, have fun and do the best that I can, and just try to stay positive and stay focused.
If Serena stays positive and stays focused, I think there's a very good chance she'll be lifting the trophy high at Wimbledon once again on Saturday. And if that's the case, Serena will hold all four Grand Slam trophies simultaneously, and she'll be within one title, the U.S. Open, of a calendar year Grand Slam. Here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Eritrean cyclist Daniel Tekla Haimanot, who pedaled past another major milestone Thursday at the Tour de France. The 26-year-old rider had already made Tour de France history as part of the first African-registered team ever to compete in cycling's most famous event. And on Thursday, Daniel made more history. He became the first African to don the polka dot jersey awarded to the race's leading climber. Daniel gave a thumbs up after winning the King of the Mountains classification. He described it as a childhood dream come true, getting the polka dot jersey at the Tour de France. Daniel also says it's a big step forward for African cycling. It also marks a big win for the South Africa-based team MTN Kubeka, which, like Daniel Tekle-Haimanot, is competing for the first time in the Tour de France. Congratulations to Daniel Tekle-Haimanot, making history at the Tour de France. Well, celebrations and parades are taking place here in the United States this week for the World Cup-winning U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Thousands of fans cheered for the American women Friday at a ticker tape parade in New York City. Midfielder Megan Rapinoe put the World Cup trophy on top of her head and listened to the applause in the Big Apple. The USA won its record third World Cup title on July 5th in Vancouver, Canada, where they dethroned defending champion Japan 5-2 in the final. The American women will be traveling to different parts of the United States during their victory tour. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's take a look back at the USA's big trophy-winning victory over the Japanese. The Americans exploded for four goals during the first 16 minutes of the game. USA captain Carly Lloyd was the player of the match and the player of the tournament. She received the Golden Ball Award given to the best player at the Women's World Cup. After some hat-trick heroics in Vancouver, Carly scored three goals in the first half, finding the net in the third, fifth, and 16th minutes. Lloyd's third goal was my favorite. She dodged a challenge near the center circle, and near midfield, she noticed Japan's goalkeeper, Ayumi Kaori, was at the top of the penalty box. Lloyd launched a wonder strike as Kaori backpedaled, stumbled, and got a hand on it before watching the spectacular shot touch the post and roll into the net. Hey, Carly, how does it feel to be a World Cup champion?
I don't think it's entirely sunk in. I'm so proud and so zapped at the same time. It's a surreal moment. It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrote history today and brought this World Cup trophy home, which is unbelievable. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that I've pushed on my status a little bit and I have to stay up here. So it's not right away, but I'll be back to work and back stronger than ever.
As Carly Lloyd said, the USA wrote history with its third Women's World Cup title. The Americans also won the trophy in 1991 and 1999. They also gained a measure of revenge after losing to the Japanese on penalty kicks in the 2011 final. At the post-match news conference, U.S. coach Jill Ellis praised their Asian opponent.
First, I want to congratulate Japan. They are a tremendous opponent and deserving of always ending up in championship matches. Love how they play.
USA coach Jill Ellis talked with Abby Wambach, one of the greatest female soccer players ever, about taking on a different role at this World Cup. The 35-year-old Wambach came off the bench as a second-half substitute in both the semifinals and final. In the end, Wambach celebrated her first World Cup title.
I'm so happy. I'm emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted. I love my teammates. Carly Lloyd, are you kidding me with the effort that she gave tonight? But really, it was a true team effort. Not only just the 23 players, but our staff. It just shows how important every little detail has become.
And speaking of details, let's give a few details now on the award winners at this seventh Women's World Cup in Canada. Carly Lloyd, as I mentioned, won the Golden Ball Award as the best player in the month-long tournament. Lloyd also tied with Germany's Celia Sasic as the top scorer at the Women's World Cup. Each had six goals. Sasic, though, was awarded the Golden Boot based on playing fewer minutes than Lloyd. The Golden Glove Award for top goalkeeper went to American Hope Solo. 19-year-old defender Kadisha Buchanan of Host Canada won the Young Player Award, and the FIFA Fair Play Trophy went to France. In the third-place match at the Women's World Cup, England defeated Germany 1-0 in extra time in Edmonton, Canada. Farrah Williams scored on a penalty kick in the 108th minute for the three Lionesses of England, who had their best ever Women's World Cup showing. For reaction, I'm joined by VOA's Tadia Bedje. Sporty greetings, Toddy.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Toddy, what did you think of that final in Vancouver?
It was a great final that the USA won their third World Cup. They're the first team in World Cup history to win three World Cups in the Women's World Cup. And it's great that they got their revenge on Japan.
It seems like Carly Lloyd, you mentioned her as sort of the engine of that USA team. She does it again in the final.
She did it again. She's the first player in World Cup final history to record a hat trick, which means that she scored three goals, especially one of her goals scoring from midfield.
Toddy, do you feel like the American women have reestablished their dominance of women's football in the wake of that victory?
At least for 1 year. Can they do it for the next couple World Cups? Well, it remains to be seen.
On that note, it seems like the field is narrowing the gap when it comes to women's football, that some of these unheralded teams are really starting to make inroads.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the U.S. Came out on top because they had the best defense in the tournament.
Hope Solo.
Hope Solo was the best goalie of the tournament. And then the best player of the tournament was Carly Lloyd.
And who were some of the other key players, in your opinion, for the American women, Toddy, in addition?
The other key players, well, although Abby Wambach didn't play that much, but she gave them moral support.
And what's next? I mean, will it be the Olympics now? I guess the U.S. will look towards Rio.
Next year's Olympics, 2016. Most of the team could be playing in the Olympics. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about Abby Wambach. This probably is her last World Cup.
Yeah, I think maybe Abby might hang up her boots after this one. I mean, what a way to go out.
Great way to go out her career. But it would be nice if she scored a goal in the final. it would be way too good to be true.
And it seems like the U.S. has sort of an affinity for playing the Japanese. They lost to them in the 2011 final. And they beat them at the Olympics. And now they're back again at the World Cup.
Revenge is sweet.
Overall, Toddy, what did you think of that tournament in Canada, the month-long tournament?
The tournament was great. It was great. Some people picked Germany to go all the way, but the U.S. defeated them 2-0. And the U.S. went all the way because of their defense and Carly Lloyd.
There we go. A shout-out for Carly Lloyd. A shout-out for Toddy Abedje.
Yes.
Thank you, Toddy.
Thank you, Sonny.
All right. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Patrick Ogo sent me a tweet from Benin City, Nigeria. Patrick writes, "It's always a pleasure to listen to the Sunny Side of Sports." Well, Patrick, it's always a pleasure to read tweets like that. Thank you, buddy. Thanks also to my Voice of America engineer on this Friday, Sule Terawale. Kick it, Sule!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is for the world.
VOA sports fans, Rwanda will host the 2016 African Nations Championship, a football tournament for players based in Africa. The 16-team competition is scheduled from January 16th to February 7th, 2016. Our African football guru David Legg updates us now on the qualifying for Rwanda 2016, which is being staged on a regional basis.
Every zone, Sunny, or region, is being played on a knockout, home and away basis, except the North Zone. Now, let me just quickly explain the North Zone. They're having two mini-leagues, one in Morocco, which has already been held, and one to come in Tunisia. The third team and the defending champions, Libya, unfortunately, cannot stage any home games because of the security situation. Now, after the first mini-league, Morocco have got 4 points, Libya have got 3, and Tunisia have got 1. So the second round, so to speak, of that is still to come in Tunisia, and the top two sides will qualify. If we move on then to the West Zone A, Mali will play Mauritania. Now, this is an interesting tie in the sense that both sides qualified for the 2-14 finals, so one of them, unfortunately, will not be able to make it to 2-16. And those finals, incidentally, will be held in Rwanda from January the 16th to February the 7th. The other tie is between Guinea and Senegal. And to me, Sonny, two close matches, these two, Mali, Mauritania, and Guinea-Senegal. Hard to choose between them. Then we move to West B. These teams all had byes into the first round proper. And to me, the standout tie is obviously Ghana against Ivory Coast, two of the powerhouses of African football. Now, when these sides play in the Africa Cup of Nations, they field almost exclusively foreign-based players. So it's going to be interesting to see what local talent Ghana and Ivory Coast can produce. Nigeria have not got a great record in the CHAN. They failed to qualify in both 2-9 and 2-11 before making it in 2-14. But they should get past Burkina Faso. And the third tie is Niger against Togo. If we look at the central region, Sonny, Democratic Republic of Congo against Central African Republic. You've got to go for DR Congo there. An intriguing one, Cameroon versus Congo Brazzaville. Just as Nigeria have struggled in the CHAN competition, so have Cameroon, qualified on only one occasion. And last, we've got Chad against Gabon, and I think you must fancy the Gabonese there. In what they call the Central East region, you've got Uganda against Sudan and Burundi against Ethiopia. And again, my immediate reaction here is close ties that could go either way. And finally, down in the south, three matches. Zimbabwe playing Lesotho, and I would fancy Zimbabwe there. Zambia against Mozambique, that one could go either way. And South Africa are up against Angola. And recently, the Angolan CHAN team came to South Africa for a friendly and did pretty well despite losing 2-1. So that's certainly going to be a tough task for the South Africans if they hope to qualify for the finals. The first leg, Sonny, are scheduled for October 16, 17, 18, and the return matches for October 23, 24, and 25. And all the aggregate winners will qualify for the finals in Rwanda next January and February.
David, at this stage of the tournament, who are the leading scorers?
Well, Sonny, Mozambique, of course, are hammering in the goals, 9 against Seychelles. So I suppose it comes as no surprise that the leading scorer is Luiz from Mozambique, and he has scored 4 goals. And in case people are wondering why I'm just mentioning one name, Mozambicans don't use their real names when they're playing football. They have these Brazil-style football names. And I guess the best example I could think of for that, Sonny, is the late, great Eusebio. I cannot even remember what his real name was. He was known from the length and breadth of the world as Eusebio. With 2 goals each, Sonny, we've got Kamara of Guinea, Gelson of Angola, Hafidi of Morocco, Kalengo of Zambia, Nenkabu of Namibia, Niang of Senegal, Nchangase of South Africa, Reinaldo of Mozambique, Sekisambu of Uganda, and Sissoko of Mali. 9 players, all with 2 goals each. And they're going to challenge, no doubt, in the months to come, the top scorer with 4 goals, Luiz of Mozambique.
In Vancouver, Canada, the United States recently captured its record 3rd Women's World Cup crown. The American ladies dethroned Japan by a score of 5-2. Your thoughts on the American women, David?
Yeah, Sonny, I have to make an immediate confession on this one. I have been watching the Copa America for 3 weeks. Sleep was really catching up with me. I managed to make it to halftime, Sonny, when the Americans were cruising at 4-1. And then I'm afraid sleep just overcame me. So I missed the second half. But I saw enough, Sonny. I saw more than enough. In fact, I could have gone to sleep after about 20 minutes because at that stage, those American ladies were 4 goals ahead. And what stunning goals they scored. The 4th goal, Sonny, from the center circle, where, with a beautiful strike, with the scorer catching the out the Japanese goalkeeper who had strayed off her line. That reminded me of that great David Beckham goal of many, many years ago when he was playing for Manchester United. And the only other one I can remember more recently was a goal by Adams of Stoke City against Chelsea. But male or female, that was one of the great World Cup goals. And what was also so nice, Sonny, after some of the really brutal football that I watched in the Copa America, particularly the Chile-Uruguay quarterfinal, where nobody was taking any prisoners and anybody showing the slightest sign of scoring a goal was just mercilessly hacked down. What a pleasure to watch these American and Japanese women footballers playing attacking football, not fouling each other, playing the game as it should be played. And I've said this several times before on the Sunny Side of Sport, quite often, Sunny, it is actually far more enjoyable to watch women playing football than men. Now, women's football has come on too by leaps and bounds. 10, 15 years ago, really, it looked a bit like the sort of football you'd see in the playground of a primary school. It wasn't very constructive. But boy, have these women mastered the art of football, or as some people I know, Sonny, like you Americans prefer to call it, soccer. The football was, okay, the Americans were well on top, but the Japanese, they didn't resort to any foul play. And they also scored a really good goal of their own late in the first half. So I say congratulations to the U.S., commiserations to Japan, but well done to women's football in general. It is an absolute pleasure to watch attacking football where, you know, players are not being hacked down every time they get within 30 meters of the goal. It's football as it should be played. Well done to the women, Sonny.
And one final point, David, which I think you have made on the Voice of America before, is that the women don't usually engage in the theatrics or flopping that you see in the men's game. Would you agree with that?
100%, Sonny. Less fouls, less arguing with the referees. And, you know, we have this phrase in life, the drama queens, but in fact, it really is the drama kings because, you know, in Spanish football, in English football at times, You think these guys are on their deathbeds, the way they roll around on the ground. And then you see what catches them out is the slow motion replays, where you see that they've hardly been touched. The women, Sonny, when there are fouls, I mean, no game is perfect. You do get some fouls, obviously, in women's football too. But they just get up and get on with the game. And what I also loved about the Americans and the Japanese is their mindset. It was an attacking attitude. Now, compare that with, for example, the Chile-Uruguay game. It was a quarterfinal. In my opinion, there was basically legalized warfare that was going on. The Uruguayans were just chopping down the Chileans every time they got close to the penalty area. And the Chileans were no altar boys either when it came to preserving a blank sheet. And, you know, give me the free-flowing women's football in Vancouver any day ahead of the carnage. VOA!
David, if our VOA listeners have a football-related question for you, can you give us your email address?
Yes, certainly, Sonny. It's david.legge, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legge, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from our listeners. So if you have a question for David, soccer or football related, please send it to him and we will try to read your question on the air.
Voice of America.
Our music this evening is from Ghana's Stone Boy, voted Best International Performer for Africa at the recent 2015 Black Entertainment Television Awards in Los Angeles, California. Here's Stone Boy with Skeeks. Let me try that again. Shekinah featuring R2Bs.
Yeah. Where they are 2051, them they are 2015. Yeah. Oh no, ribam badam ribi bam bam ribam bam bam badam ribi bam 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 ribam badam ribi dim bam cowy chilling and sipping and feeling bam. Them no like we no like them. Sikena, we never friend them. Sikena, me never friend them. Sikena, that's all, that's all, that's all. Them no like we no like them. Sikena, we never friend them. Sikena, me never friend them. Sikena. That's all, that's all, that's all. Boy, see me, you know, see me like GTV, but I run the place like MTV. Man, a LED, them a VCD. Original, like GTP, man, a dangerous like DDT. Try this, I end up a OPD. I seen a lot of them, BKB, man, me little children, KKD. Them, no like who we no like them. Sikena, we never friend them. Sikena, me never friend them. Sikena, that's all, that's all, that's all. Them, no like we no like them. Sikena, we never friend them. Sikena, me never friend them. Sikena, that's all, that's all, that's all. Ribam badam ribi bam bam ribam bam bam badam ribi bam 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 ribam badam ribi dim bam cow chilling and sipping and feeling bam. Them boy them never reach youth, ya still I initiate them Kama Sutra. Yo, I think nation all to bees when we line up, you will say a looter. Hold on now, dance on Medusa. Same time me are the emperor will rule ya. When I will DTP like Luda. If I kill a fly, don't know what them want to shoot for. Give them no life, cause we no life, them, them. You know we buy for some of the titan. You know we party, we know invite them. Then call the big bulldog, we go bite them. Bamba them no like we no like them. Sikena, we never friend them. Sikena, me never friend them. Sikena.
And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to VOA engineer Sule Terawale. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Ghana's Stone Boy.
Ribam badam ribi bam bam ribam bam bam badam ribi bam 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 ribam badam ribi dim bam cow chilling and sipping and feeling bam.
easy they done. Sipping on rum, push so loud, phantom from drum. All the sexy ladies hold me ransom. At random, they say I'm handsome. Okay, sexy lady, I pay my ransom. I'm gonna drive you crazy, this a phantom. Ribi bam bam, bam 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 bam. Shall stay my energy.